Gorasik Mechitsto! Gewaldig. Good morning, Rabbi Sai! Live from Ballpark! What a party! What a Sheva Brachas! Unbelievable! Tremendous Hakaras HaToiv to those who sponsored the Sheva Brachas, who organized the Sheva Brachas, those who were mishtatev in the Sheva Brachas. Here, let me show you what it looks like. My boys say you're not going to believe it. It's like another chasana. Look at this. Unbelievable. The hall. Shoo! Gewaldig. Yishkoyach to all those. I'm not going to mention names here because I'm going to miss some. Yishkoyach Mark. And Ellie. That's it. Phil. And Yossi. And who else? He's in. Rabbi, we have here two guests from the mothership MDY in Eretz Yisrael, Yosef Biliak and Gary Ben Moshe. Come here. Get over here, Gary. Come here. Yishkoyach. All the way from Eretz Yisrael. Yosef traveled today. He came like an hour late from Miami. Gary, special from Eretz Yisrael for the Chasana. So Yishkoyach, Gary. Now you know who he is. Unbelievable. We have here with us Chaim Levy, it is? Chaim Levy Gruner. Here, come, come. Can you get over here? You come. No? Come. Zoom over here. Get over here! Zoom over here! Chaim Levy does the daf with us. Here. Shkoyach! Shkoyach for doing the daf every day. Chavrusa, come here, Chavrusa. Unbelievable. He does Chavrusa Shaft with Chaim Levy. So Shkoyach for coming. Shkoyach for Mishtatev. Alright, so. Today's sponsors, the dedication is from Simon Dreyer. Ezra Belli outed me already from my email dedicated to the whole MDY team for the dedication of spreading Torah Mitzion to the Olam and to all those in need of Refuah Shleima. By Yosef and Malki Mivorach, Le'ilui Nishmas Reb Eliyahu Ben Esther, Eliyahu Abud, whose yard site is today. Sponsored anonymously by Kamala of the Five Towns, who's here tonight. This is the fancy mishpucha. By Esther Shamroth, Lunishmat, her father, Yo Yaakov Ben Meir Ben Yomin, on his 41st yard site from Esther Shamroth. And by Ira Greenstein, Lunishmat, Osna Malko Bazrib Tzvi Hirsch, the Colonel of Rocha. And Parnas Achoydish, Michael Ben Mela, in memory of his mother, Dvar Fagel Bashmuel. And Father Menachem Mendel Ben Elchanan Zechon Levracha in the merit to make it to Umar Rosh Hashanah this year. Shkoyach. So, maybe we'll read one email, two emails. This guy is out of hand. He's a mamash riot. Dear Belly, Yossi Doplet, here again, rhymes with coupled, with the first syllable stressed, doubled syllable, I know. That wasn't so hard, you see. I like to comment on your comment about those walk around during davening. I fully agree with you that it's not the proper way to talk to a king. However, I'm a frequent pacer, especially during Pesukah Dezimra, and would like to point out my perspective that will hopefully help cut some of the prayer wanderers some much needed slack. Every morning before starting chakras, I make a decision anew that today I will stand or sit in one place and not walk around. 3 minutes later, I find myself more than four amas away, usually stepping on some innocent davener's talus strings. I've been known to bump into things such as table stenders, coffee machines, and once even got my tefillin ritzuos wrapped around the mashulach's credit card machine. I overheard an acquaintance saying to another, with this doubling guy, davening is a full contact sport. Indeed, if I didn't have to worry about Shiduchim, my oldest is 18, I would wear a helmet with a special custom-made cutout for my tefillin shel Roish. The purpose of this email is twofold. One, to help others be down the kaf schus on walkers. I have no idea where the kaf schus comes in here, but okay, you can figure it out yourself. Two, to ask for advice from the Choshev MDY community for some idea how to curb my pacing habit during davening. Yishakoyach, Yoel HaLevi, doubled. P.S. I would like to point out that when you read last week's email of mine sharing about my dopamine war, who, by the way, a few people came over to him tonight and said that he was dead on with that whole YouTube dopamine war. But in one part, quickly, you skipped over an important joke. I didn't understand the joke. It took me a few times to chop what he's talking about, and I think I understand it now. And I quote, "When I close my eyes, I no longer hear Dr. Fauci's voice." Fauci, not a typo. So I think what he means to say is Fauci. Fauci. Finally. Okay. He's here. Get over here, Doppelt. Listen to me. This is the last email I'm reading of yours. I'll tell you why. If I read another one, you're going to take over the share. People are going to come to your share. Why did it come to mine? That's it. It's enough. Done. And all right. Write them. We'll see. We'll see what happens. What else? Picture from there. There's a lot of emails here. Okay. So I guess we'll just stop here and we'll start the share. There's a big oilum here. And everybody wants to go home. We got to make it in time for the shir in Eretz Yisrael, 7:15. It's now 6:15 in Eretz Yisrael, or 6:19. So we have a pretty short daf. And again, once again, Yishkoyach for coming out and supporting. It's such an unbelievable Kiddush Hashem. Really, it's a Kiddush Hashem. You see, you look around. Okay, we're in Borough Park. There's a lot of Hasidim. But there's a lot of other types of people there besides Hasidim. And it's amazing to see the Achtos, the Varmkeit. Everybody's in it together. It's amazing. Just amazing. Sfardim, Ashkenazim, Hasidim, Misnagdim. Okay, maybe there's one Misnagi there. Myself. But that, okay, whatever. Guys from the five towns. Unbelievable. So Yishkoyach, thanks for coming out. I'm not such a Misnagi anymore. That's it. You guys varm me up a little bit. Okay, what? Are you good? Okay. And so you were zoicha to see, Rabbi Yisai, he's not going to hear it, but you're zoicha to see the emes, I believe, a nes nigla, where my son was and where he is today, and the fact that he, it's unbelievable to think, you look at him, you wouldn't see this, but to chap, the godless of dropping everything you have, all the gashmis you have, mamish, he has, I'm not kidding, he has a $55,000 Jeep. You see these Jeeps in the street, you wouldn't know. It has, it's souped up and like this and like that. It's hard to get. It's in pop. He's giving it up, selling it, going, leaving a great job. It's unbelievable. Going to yeshiva that does Rabbi Klein, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Klein is unbelievable. Does wonders with these guys. And it's a tremendous, for me, Neis Nigla, you see it in front of your eyes. And the fact is, Kala is Le'elo Le'elo, Mamish. Couldn't have dreamt for anything better, so it's Chesed Hashem, Mamish Chesed Hashem. Zok the Hele Gemara, we're holding Daf Choftesam Beis, really on Daf Lamed already. We'll just take it back a step, or we can start from Daf Lamed. So, what is the issue with a stolen lulav? Says the Gemara, Mishum the Havele, top of Lamed. Mishum the Havele, Mitzvah, Habo, Ba'aveiro. That's where we finished off yesterday. So the fact is that you cannot perform a mitzvah that comes from an avera. If you think about it, simple logic. If you're a father, how happy would you be if your son brought you something, a gift that he only stole from your other kid? I mean, it doesn't have a tzura, it doesn't have a panim. Da'avali mitzvah abba avera. Shenemar va'avesim gozul v'sapiseach v'sachoyla. You're going to bring a stolen carbon to me, a limping one, a one that has a mom, v'sachoyla. It's not something you bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gozel, dumi de piseach, ma piseach, les le takanto, av gozel, les le takanto. Just like an animal that has a mom, it's never going back. So therefore, gezel also. We're going to see in a second, there's a way to change Gezel and make Gezel yours, not today. Even if you can change it, even if you make it yours, and it's 100% yours halachically, and all you have to do is maybe pay the item back, you cannot bring it as a carbon. Why? Because of this pasuk. Gozel v'sepiseach. Lo yishna lifnei yiyush, v'lo yishna la'achi yiyush. So we all know yiyush, what yiyush is. Yiyush is the owner gives up. And sometimes it's a matter of seconds. If somebody drops money on the floor, that's it. He's miyayish. He's gonna notice right away, and therefore you don't even have to return it. Sometimes you see a sign that says, "Does anybody lose money?" Not lalach. You don't really have to. So if a person is miyayish, shkoyach. If a person is miyayish, some guy came and stole his lulav. He worked really hard on the lulav. It's gone. Miyayish. So halachically, it's the ganavs. Yeah, it's hard to fathom, but at the end of the day, it's the ganavs. The ganav has to pay back a lulav. But it's not the guy that was stolen from, it's the ganavs 100%. In fact, he could go sell it, he could do whatever he wants. He just has to pay back the money. So you would think that ganav could go to shul and shake the lulav. No, he cannot. Why? Not because it's not his. Because of a special pasuk that tells me that's not proper. Bishlam lifnei yush odom ki yakriv mikem omar achmona velavdi deyu. This is not his. Elalach yush or kan yibi yush. Why? Why can't he bring it? It's his. He's coined it. I know it's mam. It's hard to really understand, but that's the halach. It becomes his. Elav mishum naavli mitzvah habo ba'aveiro. It must be because it's a mitzvah that was brought through an aveiro. Va'omar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon Yochai. My dechsev ki ani Hashem oyev mishpat. I'm a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I love justice. I love straight justice. Soinei gozel ba'ila. I hate stolen oilas. What does it mean? I hate stolen oilas. Stolen chatois. He doesn't hate. He doesn't hate stolen carbon pesach. Only a stolen oila. So the king was going by where the toll booth where they take taxes. I want you to pay. I want you to be an example. Uh-oh. The host ended the meeting on Zoom. Shkoyach Gary, everybody! Woo! There's two hosts over there. Did everybody get one of these? Oh, look at this. Everybody have one of these? There, you want to give them out? Here. All right, we're back. All right, we'll start from the two dots. From the little dot. My dechsev kani Hashem oyev mishpat, I'm a Kodesh Baruch Hu who loves justice. Soinei gozel ba'ila, I hate stolen oilos. Moshe l'melech basav adam, shoyo oiver al beis hameches. You have a king who's going by his own toll booth. He owns it. Everybody that goes by, how much is the toll, by the way, on the Verrazano Bridge? $18, $16. Wow. Everybody that goes by, every dime goes to the king. Omar la'avodav, he tells his slaves, Tenu meches la'moichsem, I need you to pay the toll. Omar lo'i, balei kol ha'meches kulei shecho. What are you talking about? If it goes into one pocket, goes into the other. It comes out of one, goes into the other. What are you doing? Omar la'em, mimeni yilmedu kolei v'drochim. I have to set an example. V'lei avrichu atzma min ha'meches. Yeah? I used to be in the shechita business a little bit. I had a little bit of a slight partner. And I noticed that every time he went there, he would take a bunch of basar home. So one day I was there, and he said, no, why don't you take some ribs? I said, no, you're not allowed to take ribs. You're not allowed to take stuff here. It has to go b'cheshbon. Oh. Once he chopped that, he started taking double. It didn't really work, the thing. But I'm saying he's supposed to set an example for the employees, for the people, for the. So the king goes by there. He shows everybody that's watching that even he pays taxes, even he pays the toll. I hate the gezel, a stolen oila. It's something, you know, the Gemara says that it's hard to understand, but the Gemara says that Roiv Yisrael Ganveninu, we have a little bit of a problem when it comes to stealing, and we have to work on it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us that he despises gezel. He despises. Now, if it's a chatos, of course, because it's partial someone's, it's partial for Hashem, but over here, the whole thing goes to Hashem. So you would think, oh, the whole thing goes to Hashem, so what's the nafkimina? It's going to Hashem, you should appreciate. No, I don't want to hear from it. I don't want it. I don't want anything. The guy that's stealing it doesn't even have any benefit from it. He doesn't take anything from himself. He's giving it all to Hashem. Shkoyach. Hashem owns it already. He doesn't need your thing. He doesn't need you to steal. But I'm saying, I'm just pointing out the reason why it says oila, not a chatos, because a chatos, v'shteitzach, if you steal a chatos and you take half the meat for yourself, and some of it goes to the kohen, of course you're a ganav. Say, even if you say the whole entire thing, I'm stealing l'chvoyed Hashem. Hashem doesn't want to have anything to do with it. Ed menami omer v'ami, yovesh posul mipnei she'enoi hodar. A dried out lulav is posul because it's not beautiful. Gozel posul mishum dehavali mitzvah abba b'aveira. So we see this idea, we're trying to find the idea. Where do we see that a lulav that's gozel is a problem of mitzvah abba b'aveira? Here in Mefurash in the Braisa, tells you the nafkimina. Dried out is a problem of yavish. And stolen is a problem of mitzvah habo b'aveira. What's a typical case of mitzvah habo b'aveira? Anybody can think of a geshmaka case of mitzvah habo b'aveira on Sukkos? Huh? Anybody? I can't hear. Who said that? You? That's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. Sukkah on the sidewalk. Sukkah on the sidewalk. To me, that's a mitzvah habo b'aveira shtekel. We're going to get into it a little bit, maybe even today. Sukkah on the sidewalk. You have a right to put your sukkah there. You matriach every single but pregnant woman with the stroll has to go all the way into the street. Grace et tzadik. You just sat in the sukkah, yishkoya, and look how many averis you did on the way. That's a mitzvah b'aveira. Point of the property. How are they koina? So he's saying good. He's saying good. Listen, there is, I'm telling you from the Mishnah Berurah. What you're saying is the Mishnah Berurah. If you get permission from, how are you koina? You can't be koina the Rosh Hashanah. You know how you koina the Rosh Hashanah tzaddik? You get permission from the government. If the government gives you permission, then you don't need anybody's rishus. They could all scream, Chavikayim. The government has the right to give it to you. Then you're right. You're saying that I didn't make a brach before? I made a brach before. But Shkoyach. All the way from Lakewood, Rebelli. Ah, permit. A city permit. I thought you said a brach. Sorry. I'm deaf from all the music. So, Mechulak on Rabbi Yitzchok, what? Rabbi Yitzchok ben Achmeni in the name of Shmuel says, Leishon el yom tev rishon, aval be yom tev sheni, after the first day or days of Yontif, in America it's the first, on the third day already, yom tev sheni, mitoich shi yoitze b'shaul, yoitze nami b'gozol. So it comes, Shmuel says a tremendous chiddush, that once the first day is Yontif, and Chalamayit already, you could use a stolen lulav. Oichim vei, it's unbelievable. Huh? Yeah. Our mission is only the first day. I'll prove it to you. Since you could go ahead, how do you know you can't use a stolen lulav? He says he learns it from Lochem. So, if it's Lochem, then why is Shoal? Why is a borrowed lulav okay? You know, we always borrow lulav and esrog, matana manas la'achzer. you can't really be yotza borrowing a lulav. But if you could be yotza with a borrowed lulav on chalamayit, you could also be yotza with a gozel. Moser Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, lulav ha-gozel ha-yovish posul hoshol kosher. So what about the fact that it says that only gozel is posul? It's mashma that a borrowed lulav is kosher. Eimas. Ilem v'yontav rishon. Hoksiv, lochem, mishalachem. Rabbi, again, I just want to tell you what happened today. Stam, a little history. This morning I woke up really early and drove to the Art School headquarters. A bunch of guys that met us there. By the way, it's a phenomenal place. Phenomenal place, yeah? All the books and how they bind it and how they make everything from scratch. Paper comes in a big reel, a whole tort. And then I had an interview there with Rabbi Yitzchak Hissinger. Yeah, that's his name. I think that's his name. Huh? Hissinger. Yeah. Hissinger. Rabbi Yitzchak Hissinger. Then I found out the four of the guys from Art Scroll actually watched the daf. It was great. Met all the guys there. And then we came back. But that took hours. The whole interview, come back to Farakway. I was in Farakway for an hour. And then I drove here. So here I am. So you ask, where did I prepare the shiur? Should I tell you where? In the car. That's where I prepared the shiur. In the car. So I'm looking over here at some of my notes in my Gemara, and I can't read my own handwriting because the car is going like this. I was like, Mamish, I'm not kidding. So if there's any issues with the shiur, don't just pretend. We go weiter. Huh? No, I didn't drive. I wasn't driving. Now, there's a bunch of guys here that watch the shiur while they're driving. Who's that chas that came over to you? Come here. You got to come over here. You got to tell the oilin what you told me 20 minutes ago. Come here. Shum Leichem. What's your name? Yitzchak Weber. Yitzchak Weber. What did you tell me?
That we travel quite a few people in Jersey every day. And we sit in a few cars and we listen to the shiur every day.
Every day. Eight guys travel in three cars. I don't know if anybody saw you. Here, you have to bend down to the Zoom guys. Oh, Shalom Aleichem. Okay. So they could do it in the car. They're listening. I have to prepare. It's a whole different thing. But anyways, well, my point is, why am I telling you this? Because if you're driving, you can learn Torah. It's not very easy. So you get a little dizzy when you're trying to read the words. But you could do it. It's doable. To learn Torah in different situations. You don't have to listen to music and to the... What's that guy? Rosh Limo's not alive anymore. But you know what I'm talking about. All the guys. Halavai that. Okay. No, I'm saying Chatzi Lochem Chatzi Hashem. Split it up a little bit. You know, not the whole thing. Chashom Torah. But a little bit. It's doable. Okay. Zog the Gemara. Okay. Amas. We're going through a little bit of a cheshbon here. A tiny little cheshbon. Amas. When is this borrowed lulav kosher? Tell me. Even Yom Tov Rishon, that can't be on the first day of Yom Tov. Oksiv lochem, mishal lochem, it has to be yours. We know you cannot borrow lulav. V'hai lavdi deyu, it's not yours. Ela Yom Tov Sheini, so must be on the second day of Yom Tov. In other words, on Chol HaMoed. K'tani gozel posel. So what are you telling me that in the second day of Chol HaMoed you're allowed to use a stolen lulav? Not true. Over here it says mefurish l'chayra through our diuk that a gozel, stolen lulav, is possible. What are you going to do about that? So, Omar Rava, Loilom, B'yantiv Rishon, we're talking about the first day of Yantiv. So the first day of Yantiv, V'loim Ebayi Kamar, Loim Ebayi Shal, V'labdi Dehu. So here, Rabbi said, think about this for a second before you peek in the Gemara. How is it possible that you're worse off using your friend's lulav with permission than stealing a lulav? How is it possible? No. Pretend you're the Gemara. Oh. Very good. Okay, the Olam is happening here. Says the Gemara, the Chavrusa. Loila, beyond the Rashi, loy me boy kamar. Loy me boy shol, the lavdi dehu. Shol is not his. It's a given. It's simple. It's not your lulav, it's your friend's lulav. Avol gozolei mustam gzeilo. Yush ba'ilam hu. But if it's stolen, maybe should be kind of be yours. It is yours. And you're yaita belochem. And it's mamish like your own personal, beautiful, stolen lulav, but it's yours. Kamashmalon. Kamashmalon the what? Nu chavrusa. Kamashmalon the what? I'm waiting. Kamashmalon. That it doesn't work like that. Why not? Kamashmalon. But Lemais, it is yours. So you're saying mitzvah babavero. For some reason, very good. Rashi says, not exactly sure, it's a good shiloh. Why not? Mitzvah babavero. Rashi says, you hear Noam, I see you're shaking your head over there. You see what Rashi says? I see the chapit. Rashi says the guy wasn't miyayish. Yes. Somebody stole your lulav. You probably know it is. The big gavra alim of the shul, he stole your lulav. You're going to go after him. You have in mind to go after him and get him in bezdim. You're not giving up so quickly. You're not going to give up. And in Mela, there's no yiyush. And if there's no yiyush, it's not your lulav. Boy said, this gave me a little bit of Chalisha Zadas. Because in Yeshiva, we learned this for a year and a half straight, these three lines. No, not Mamish. But like at least 2-3 weeks. I don't know. Lulav Agozel, Hana Vankire, Vankire. We didn't even know what the word meant. We were darshaning Avankire and Avankire this way and that way. Givaldic. And now, Bezer Shem, we're going to learn it in 36 seconds flat. Avankire are people that sell stuff, the merchants. Kizavnisu asamakum. When you buy the hadasim from the guy, make sure you don't snip the hadasim. Elo ligzizu inu yavelechu. Let them do it and give it to you. My timer. What is the reason? So, stam oivdei kichovim gazloni arasaninu. Most goyim are going to take from the Jews. You're talking about in those days, they were very not nice to the Yidden, and they took away their land. We're familiar. Lo yaleinu, yeah, 70 years ago, the land was taken. They just chop, they take. Vikarka eino nigzelas, and you cannot steal karka. Mimela, it remains the Yid's karka. Hilkoch. Let them cut adasim. Let the yush occur in their hands, because there is yush already, but it's not chal until it's cut. So the moment that it's cut, that yush will be chal on the hadas. And who did it? The guy did it. And then he gives it to you. And there's another thing, it changed possession, and that happened by the guy giving to you. Now, there's a modern thing that's going on here. We'll address it in a second. So we turn to Daf Lamed Amud Beis. It's mamish, to me it's depressing. We're holding Lamed Dapim. It's gevaldic for a lot of people. Just started Sukkah, and they're already going 30 days straight. For me, it's depressing because it means that we don't have that much left for Sukkah. And Sukkah is one of the best. Sukkah is everybody's favorite. Sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group for all those who need Shidduchim, Refuahs, and Yeshuas. Please join Tehillim.8mindaf.com. Says the Gemara, Soiv Soiv, Ki Gozzu Avankire, Lehevi Yush, Bailim Biyadayu. When the actual Yid chops off the hadas, so let there be Yush in his hands. Okay? B'shini Rishus B'yadon. And then when he sells it, he'll accomplish Shini Rishus. What really bothered me, Baruch Hashem, I saw somebody that talks about it, is how are we telling a Yid, the Avankiri, to cut a hadas and steal from another Yid, let there be a Shini Rishus, a Yush. Let you should accomplish you yourself. Avankir, a guy with the longer board and pace, he's gonna cut, and there's gonna be a yush in his rishos, givaldik, and now it's yours 100%, and now you can go ahead and sell it and make a shini rishos. How you talking such a thing? So what's the pasha answer? It's pasha. I just wanted to make sure people say it, and they do. The answer is because we're not really thinking that it's a Yiddish field. There's a slight chance that this field is a Yid. And on that slight chance, we're going to let you accomplish the Yush. If we knew that it's a Yid's field, we're not going to let a Yid do Yush. You should steal. There should be a little bit of stealing, a little bit of Yush. No way. Because it's a very, very far-fetched chance that this is owned by a Jew still over the years. And therefore, we allow this to happen. So if he goes to Avankir, let me use by the Yid die. So ask the Gemara, what is the big deal? Let the Yid cut the Adas. And then the Yush is going to be Chal on the Adas right when he cuts it. Because the Jew that owned the field 100 years ago, imagine still, you go to Germany, you go to Poland, and there's a field of Adasim. Maybe it was owned by a Yid 80 years ago. That's the Chashash here. 80, because you're saying to yourself, who plants Adasim in Poland? Nobody. Only Yid, Mustama. So maybe you have a field, and the guy is telling you, here, take this beautiful Adasim. So you let the guy cut it. To ask the Gemara, but let the Jew cut it, and the Yiyush that the Mishpacha had, and they're never going to come back to those Adasim ever, if there's such a thing. If it's not going by Jew, let the Jew do it. If he was selling it, great. It's just interesting that he's called a merchant and we're talking about merchants. No, the merchant wants Hadassim himself. What? He's also from Yid. He also needs to bring Hadassim. So if he cuts all the Hadassim, he's never going to be able to use the Hadassim. One of the questions I remember, I have no idea what the answer is. It's always bothering me. What happens if a guy comes home on Erev Sukkot, he's busy running to the, you know, on 13th Avenue, he's running to this guy, he's buying a koshala from this guy, and that. And he comes home, and he sees that in his bag, he has 6 sets of Adasim, and he only paid for 5. His mom, she stole. He stole a whole set of Adasim. What does he do? He doesn't even know where he bought it from. The kid he bought it from is gone. He has no clue. What does he do now? He can't return it. And his Adasim, a stolen Adasim. Now what? Just remember that, Kash, I have no idea. If anybody wants to know the answer, go to one of those shiurim on Yontif, and Chalamad Yontif, in the shul, in Ramat Beit Shemesh, and sit there for the 5 hours. The guy's going to bring it up, probably. I don't remember. But anyways, those are one of the shilas that we had in Yeshiva, when we're learning these sugyas over here. All right. Geit weiter. Ask the Gemara, V'liknu yivishinu maiso. At the end of the day, he should be coined with something else. He changed the way this hadas is. And when you change something, you take a piece of wood and you define it and you shape it into something. You're coined b'shinu ma'isa. You stole a piece of wood and now it's a nice pot. So that's it. It's yours. You have to pay for the wood, but the pot is yours. So here also, he changed it. He made it into a lulav with hadasim, a kosher lulav. Says the Gemara, "Kasavar lulav ein tzarich eged." He's of the opinion that we learned already that you don't have to put the hadasim together with the lulav. And memela, there's no shinui over here. Does that? Doyle remembers we learned even according to the mandama that says lulav ein tzarich eged. Nevertheless, zekeli manveu. It's a good thing to do eged. A good thing to put it together because it looks beautiful. Then even if you hold that a lulav needs an egg, you have to put the adasim and the aravis together with the lulav. Even if you hold that that's what you need to do, but you didn't change it. You didn't take a piece of wood and carve it out and make it into a pot. You took adas and you put it into a koshala. Yeah, it's a koshala. What? They corrected me last time. Koshikla. Koshikla. Koshela. What? But I could take it right out of the kashikla and put it on the side. So I didn't do anything. I didn't change anything, says the Gemara. That's not called changing. Ask the Gemara. Who's that, Gary? Yeah, Vada. My boy said, it's Gary. You hear what I go through every day, every day. Then he's going to say, I don't hear myself. First you turn off the Zoom. Then you come. Did you come all the way from Israel through in the Shiri in America too? No. Gary, we love you. We love you. We love you. Says the Gemara, at the end of the day, forget the fact that it changed the Hadas. Okay, so you didn't change the Hadas, but it changed the name of the Hadas. Why? Before it was just Hadas. And now it's called, I guess in the time of the Gemara, they called the whole package Hoishana. Says the Gemara, when you go to the marketplace, you go to the Dalad Minim Shuk, you say, I need Hoishana. Before the Hadas is in the Koshik, you say, I need Hoishana. So Mela, there's no Shini Hashem here. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai. Thank you so much for coming out here. Yishkoya. Right now? What about a picture? Oh, what about that? You decide tomorrow. In Borough Park somewhere. Yeah, I'm going to be in Borough Park. First time! This is one of the ones. Hold on, we need a whole picture. We need a whole picture. Thank you. Yes. I don't know. Do what with it? You're not giving it back, though. You stole it. You're not giving it back. I don't know. What? Like what? Why not? I'm going to be here the whole day. Let's go.
Yeah.
In Brooklyn.
Picture.
And tomorrow also. But boys, like, can we get together? Cheers. Let's go. Let's get together. No? We're just doing it. We're going to do Meyer?
No, they
want to
clear the hall. Okay, so let's go. Let's go quick. Yeah, where are we going?
Now what's it?
Yeah, what's the Shabbos? Every day
we need to.
Yeah.
We have to leave the legacy.
Done?
The front's done, the Yeshua.